down and tying up loose ends, getting ready for this knee surgery. Hopefully everything's been good. I've been listening a little bit yesterday about how things went Saturday.
I believe that I was watching adults do this Saturday. That was hard for me to
do. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
You walk up to one of these political types, and I'm wearing a press credential, and I'm the delegate that got the most votes in the entire state, and they're afraid of you. They won't talk to you. They run.
You back, Patrick, and who is that? I'm hearing somebody in there. Is it,
I'm listening to W4FCM, but I didn't key the microphone.
Did you need to holler at Jonathan?
And when you're done, I will. You can finish usually a little bit here. No hurry.
Back out for a minute, and you go ahead and do your thing. Patrick's in there. He's talking to somebody. But y'all go ahead. N4A's Eddie.
I just go listen. I didn't key the mic. KD4MTI, W4FCM. You on yet, son? You bet. Appreciate it. W4FCM listening.
X. Bill, you still there?
I know. I love a visitor, Peter. Love it. I love it.
Good morning again, dude. And, Fred, when it's time to call your son, just let me know. We'll move out of the way, okay? Just come in here. We'll try to leave room for you.
What did I miss? What went down Saturday?
When you're done, he does. So I'll get him W4FCM. Get him in just a minute. Thank you.
I missed Saturday.
And, we're talking about the GOP convention that was Saturday down in, was it Columbia?
Things from other adults.
Okay, the other side was showing their butt.
Winning side was showing their butt. The losing side did the voting, and when we lost, and we looked at things the way they were doing, and we realized, oh, okay, this is all rigged. So then it was lunchtime.
Yeah, N4A's Eddie.
Secretary. They're not really running that much. It's like being president of a third grade class.
I'm not getting you real good, but I'm getting you a little bit in there. This is Dude, November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo.
This is Bill, KQ4Y, Charlie, I.
Hate you. I'm in Easley, South Carolina.
Our delegation got kicked out of the SCGOP. Hear your last. Your outgoing chairman broke a rule, so the mental midgets that run the SCGOP, their solution was to kick out the entire county.
Term the mental midgets.
Then he talked radio by any chance.
Truck I do in the morning, well, not in the morning, a little bit in the mornings, I guess, when I'm out, but I listen from noon till 3, I listen to talk radio. Frady, I listen to him. I like him.
Dude, that's me.
That's you. I don't do it every day. We're retired, so we're not out all the time. But, yeah, if we're out between, well, we're always on 98.9, so if it's noon and so, we're hearing you in there. Hey, love your show.
You should never listen to talk radio all the time, dude. You got to live your life. Talk radio bring you down. But thank you very much.
Do it all the time. It's just when we're in the truck, which is, we don't drive that much, so maybe a couple of times a week we're out for a little bit and we listen, whoever's on. Usually if it's you, we like to hear you. I like to hear some of your call-ins, too.
Call-ins are quite interesting, without a doubt. You should see the text line.
Imagine. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard some of the stuff you've had to deal with on the call-in. especially that one particular one. You nailed him the other day.
With the advent of YouTube and everything, a lot of these guys will call in, and what they're doing is they're monitoring the stream, and then they'll download the stream and upload that of them. Look at me take this talk show host apart.
You're doing good. You don't have to worry about it. We know who they are. Patrick, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump in here and get in front of you.
Dude, I was just driving down the road, trying to get to this first stop today.
We sit back, observing like Yoda.
Yeah, I told him he needs to run for governor up there. Tell Adam, but I'd come up and vote for him.
Just drive up there and claim to be illegal. Carolina's sort of a yearfulish sort of state, probably.
Hey, I heard you talking, a month ago. You were talking about, you were upgrading your ham license.
Up to general. I went from technician to general.
That tickled me. You know, it's been a while back when I heard, Vicky and I were in the truck listening, and you were talking about ham. I said, look at that. Somebody's talking about ham radio. And then I realized what you were doing. I said, doggone, he's promoting ham radio. That's great.
I listen to this repeater during hurricane wing, and I listen every morning to people getting up and getting on this repeater and coordinating to go out and help people. And this is where I was getting a lot of what was going on and what to look out for. And I think everybody out there should go out and get a ham radio license and learn how to operate the radio.
I had bought a 2-meter little handheld radio. The reason I got that was I bought something from HRO and my shipping, that helped my shipping. So I got it real cheap, but I was listening to it and talking, and I talked to Patrick on it one day, and we met him and all that, and a friend of mine didn't like how I sounded, so he came up and brought me this little mobile radio and told me to use it. So that's what I'm on now. I'm typically not a 2-meter guy, the N4AZE.
Figured out the whole HF antenna thing yet. I have Patrick advised me to get a Yaesu FT991A, which I did. He actually found it, and I bought it. And now I've just got to figure out the HF antenna, and I'll be playing in that as well.
That's the easy way, just a simple wire. You can get one of those, they got a wolf coil vertical, those work.
What we told him, asked him to get was the ATOF 120 that works with that Yaesu radio.
I didn't know there was one of those out there for that.
Who tunes with that radio?
And a lot of those with those 49-1, they call them onions. I call them onions. But there a lot of people are running those. That may be what that's got.
Ecosystem for Yaesu. It's a Yaesu antenna, Yaesu radio, and all it's built to work together. Probably goes from about 4 foot to about 6 foot, something like that.
Okay, yeah, that is small. Go ahead, Fred. Holler at Jonathan, N4AZ.
KD4FDIW4FCM, you on yet, son? I'm straight to work. I'm just busy, but thanks.
Your pop's hollering for you. Jonathan?
This gate works long, hot hours. So all the pallets of sod he does and everything. he does get up about now, so that'd be first. He'll call.
Hard-working young feller. N4AZE. Your upgrade there, buddy.
As soon as I figure out where I got to put this ATOS 120, if that don't work, then I'm going to try an antenna out the window and run it from my fence to a top window and see if that works. But, I thoroughly enjoy playing in the ham because I've got know, end of the world plans for ham if it came down to it.
You have fun with antennas if you get to playing with them. I get all my antennas from Lowe's. They're just wires.
Antenna guy knows how to make an antenna. I was a combo soldier when I was in the Army, and we had antennas, but they were supply force. And we didn't have to do anything field expedient. It's all we had it all in place because of the nature of the equipment. But, you guys that have gotten out there and experimented with this stuff, that I find that fascinating.
On wires, I've never operated beams or anything. I've been a wire guy the whole time, but you'll pick up on that. It's pretty simple stuff. It's you just have to get out there and play with it. They've got a formula that you use for the wires. Anyway, I won't get into all that, but you'll have fun with it. You'll start making your own antennas eventually.
Yeah, for the guy, he gave me a wire antenna with an insulator, and I guess it's supposed to be like a bipole. I don't have room to make it a bipole, though. I can make it a B, and I'm going to try to make it a B and run it out of a window and out onto this fence. It's about 12 feet above the yard line, and see if that helps.
Yeah, what are your dimensions?
The length overall is 56 feet.
And now, what are you, in an apartment or something?
HOA, and I'm off of Highway 14 in Simpsonville, so when they made this yard, they dug a hole to make a flat front yard or backyard. I have like a 10-foot high hill going up to a fence that's about 16 feet high off the deck that I could run into, and I wouldn't be grass level, but I would be elevated a little bit.
And now the antennas, though, if you got one 5 feet off the ground, you can talk on it and receive on it fine. It's a little better as you get higher, but yeah, right on the ground doesn't hurt anything, over.
Toss 120 on a mag mount on a filing cabinet in the studio, and I've made 10-meter contacts off of that.
I'm running this little antenna I've got here. Like I say, somebody gave this to me because he didn't like how I sounded on my handheld. But I'm in my hangar, and I've got this little mobile sits here, and I've got a mag mount that goes on the, you know, he gave me to stick on the truck. I've got it stuck on top of my hangar.
Running the Yaesu out to the yard and sticking it on this metal table I've got on my bonsai deck. And the thing about the Yaesu is grounding. And these guys have all these, everybody that seems to be successful has all these long radial wires coming off of it.
Yeah, for verticals, that's typically it. It's basically, it's like you got to have something to push off of. Your signal does. It's got to have something to, like if you're going to jump, you got to have some ground to jump off of, right?
But the same antenna, you can just mount the same antenna on a car mount, on a car, which is what the antenna is designed to be, and it will, it works, just being mounted on the car. That grounds it enough. And that's why I got the filing cabinet. I called Yaesu, and I talked to one of the guys in their lab, and they've got one of those set up in their lab. It works on all bands.
And it works on every band?
They said, but then again, that's the Yaesu lab that I just spent $400 on their antenna. They don't want to give me my money back.
I knew that, Bill. I've not heard of that. They may have been some kind of new thing they're doing that works. If that works, I'd like to look into that.
And Sparkberg, and he's got a cable that has a clamp on it that acts as a super ground. And I'm going to be using that on my Manpack radio, but he thinks it'll work on the Yaesu as well, where I would just clamp the clamp to the filing cabinet and run it off of it instead of having to have 27 radials.
When I go at the beach house, when we go to the beach, I've got a HF unit there, but I've got that little handheld I take with me. And what you were just saying does work because we've got a metal plate, a pizza pan, And I set it on the table and set my handheld on it. It works great when you're in over that pizza pan.
Love the science. Just love the science.
I've got the little mag mount. I just stick it to the pizza pan, and it loves that. It basically is ground radials.
Maybe you ought to get a pizza pan and try that on top of the filing cabinet, shouldn't I?
Top of the file, anything bigger than the filing cabinet, but if the filing cabinet's as big as the pizza pan, just put it in the center of it. Want something metal to kick off of.
Roger that. Well, I have got to go in here and prepare today's show. Today is 2A Tuesday. And I haven't done a thing about it. I haven't put anything together. So I got to go start on that. But, I'm here every day. I'm one of the followers of KO4HKX. I'll be back. It was outstanding talking to you, dude.
Yeah, I love Patrick. He's the stuff he's done for those people up there. And when they were in trouble, man, it was, I would say he needs to be governor. I'd vote for him. He won't do it, though. He likes to do other stuff. But anyway, good to talk to you, Bill. We're going to be out today sometime, so we'll probably hear you for probably 30 minutes or so on the radio. So you have a good show and go to work. Good to talk to you. N4AZE.
Thank you, Charlie. India is clear.
WJT and 4ZLK. KQ4WJT. Good morning.
Something may happen to me when I'm talking. I've got this microphone. The push-to-talk button broke on me last week, and I tried to glue it up last night, and it seemed to be okay, but as soon as I pressed on it, it felt different. I could tell. Anything come through? My signal when I transmit, and it's working at the moment. That microphone like you have on your radio there, I put it on this radio, the one in my old truck here, and it worked. So I was using it over the weekend, but I just swapped it out again because I want to use that for work. We'll see how long this lasts. I guess it's time to buy a new radio, huh? Because this is the second microphone for this radio I've had. Or I may just have to buy a new microphone like what is on that radio you've got there.
Talking too much, using it up.
Yep. That's a good one. I'll remember that next year when it's your birthday.
You're up in North Carolina. I didn't copy any of that.
I love you. I hope you have a good day. Say hello to the girls. And Mike and Connor, tell them hello as well. I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Out of that, but I'm going to I'll let you go. Good talking to you this morning. N4ZLK, AQ4WJT, clear.
Is that okay? You there still? I'm over here. You can't catch a break, can you? Your own son's after you.
Does a dad proud. He's quick on his feet there, so I'm happy to take it from him.
I can't stay long. I was just wanted to say hello this morning. I know we were short earlier, but good to hear you. And I'll catch you out here later today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
See you later. Have a good day. Nice to hear you this morning. At 4ZLK Mobile.
Tango, clear bed. Tango, clear bed. Whiskey Tango Quebec, this is KO4HKX. This is Patrick on this end. I can't stay but just a minute, but I didn't want to leave you hanging there.
I'm here, but I'm out here letting my grandson on the school bus this morning.
Matt, well, welcome to the area. For however long you're going to be here, good to have you.
Big Brunswick, Georgia, or Coral Springs.
Roger that. I'm from up around Brevard, North Carolina, a little town called Penrose.
This repeater really gets around. I'm in Greer, South Carolina.
Peter does a really good job. It's at about 3,500 feet in the air up on Cedar's Head. I'm actually over here in the Cherrydale area of Greenville County this morning right now, getting ready to go into my first stop here.
Fired.
Go. Still out here trying to work for a living, but I'm getting ready to have to take some time off for a knee surgery, so I'll get a good dose of retirement living, then I got to go back to the old grind afterwards.
Painful.
They say it is for a little while, but after you recover, they say it's one of the best things that you've ever done. But I'm going to have to get out of here this morning. I got to get things moving. I got customers coming at me, so good to hear you. Again, welcome to the area, and there'll be people on here all throughout the day, so jump in anytime. Love to have you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, sir.
KO4WTQ, clear. 73.